It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. My note for today is about Wild Horse Island and its wild horses. Just the name, Wild Horse Island, sends the imagination soaring. The short boat trip to this island on the west side of Flathead Lake is about 10 miles north of Polson, and it's just magical. This is certainly not an area where man has left nothing but footprints. Even the name suggests a story. It may refer to one that was heard and then reported by the members of the Stevens Survey Team in 1855, as they were looking for a feasible route for a railroad across the territory. The Ponderay Indian who talked to Stevens said his father had had his horses stolen by the Blackfeet. In retaliation, he stole a greater number of horses from the Blackfeet and put them on the island. In 1925, the Reverend Robert Edgington, a former parson from New York State who moved to Dayton, Montana, bought land on Wild Horse Island at an auction by the state of Montana. Begun in 1931, the Dude Ranch lasted until Mr. Edgington was drowned during a storm in 1934. Mrs. Edgington abandoned the enterprise and left the island, leaving some of their horses to run wild. Louis Penwell of Helena bought the Edgington holdings and ran the Dude Ranch from 1938 to 1941, but without the Edgingtons' contact with Eastern Dudes, the enterprise failed. Teaming with A. Lloyd Helmer, he then set out to acquire all the land on the island. They found a potential buyer in Dr. J. C. Burnett, a retired osteopath who wanted the whole island on which to raise outstanding saddle horses, and who insisted that the now wild horses there be removed. With a hired manager, the horse ranch ran until 1954, when a sale was held to reduce the herd. Mrs. Burnett, an heiress to the Timken roller bearing fortune, who had only visited the island once but who actually owned the property, died in 1956, leaving half of the land to her husband. Dr. Burnett died in 1959. Abandoned horses, once more, ran wild. In 1960, the Rockefeller Foundation and the state of Montana proposed that the island should become public property. Lake County commissioners strongly opposed this, citing the loss of tax base to the county. To settle the Burnett estate, the Rockefeller Foundation proposed that they provide 70% of the asking price, leaving the state of Montana with an obligation of $79,500. The state had only $30,000 available, and that proposal failed. Next, R. Burke McDonald of Butte and his wife Alice purchased the island in 1961 and established cabin sites along the shore. 24 cabins now remain. Wildlife flourished and the now wild horses gradually died. Not without wrangling and dissension, the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks eventually gained control of the open space, and a state park was established. And can you see wild horses on Wild Horse Island? Yes. Several years ago, FWP rescued 5 horses from wild herds in Utah and brought them to the island. At this moment, 4 of them survive. This is Ruth Reuter for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can find out about upcoming events and programs by calling 327-0405.